From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Wednesday, September 24th. If Reading's PBS station KIXE isn't able to find more funding, station management says it could go dark by spring. Recently, the TV station had to reduce staff. That's after KIXE lost more than 40% of its budget when federal funding was pulled from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting earlier this year. Rob Keenan is the station's general manager. He told NSPR that despite community support, they've had to let go of a part-time employee and close 4 vacant positions. That leaves 10 staff members.
We've actually had some really strong summer months in terms of funding and fundraising because people are worried about us, which is really, really helpful. But ultimately, I guess the bigger question is how long we can sustain that.
Keenan says KIXE is looking for outside funding sources and is connecting with other nonprofits and local organizations. That includes offering studio space for public meetings and telling more North State-centric stories through local productions. In other news, yesterday, the Glenn County Board of Supervisors held a public hearing. It was to learn about the expected impacts of the closure of the county's only hospital and emergency room. NSPR's Alex Stutson reports.
Supervisors said they tried everything they could to keep Glenn Medical Center open, but were unsuccessful. Supervisor Monica Rossman says she personally went to Washington, D.C. to advocate to federal legislators, but that she hit a brick wall. Members of the public say they felt frustrated that seemingly nobody at any level of government was able to successfully advocate for the hospital to remain open. Glenn Medical Center is set to close in less than a week on September 30th. Once the hospital is closed, patients will have to be transported to other hospitals in the North State, all of which are at least a 30-minute drive away. In Chico, I'm Alex Stutson.
We'll have more from that meeting later today in All Things Considered. And residents, state regulators, and doctors gathered at the Oroville City Council chambers yesterday. They were there to debate whether fluoride should stay in the public water supply. More than a year ago, city councilors voted to remove fluoride, but the decision is ultimately up to the California Public Utilities Commission, or CPUC, which held the public hearings. Dr. Amelia Codeth is the chief dental officer at Ampla Health. She said the nonprofit's Oroville Dental Clinic sees the most emergency walk-ins in the region, and her staff would struggle to keep up if fluoride is removed.
So what we would see in our clinics would be there would be more patients coming in for emergencies, more kids missing school, more adults, especially those with cancer, because that's just what I see in this community.
A handful of residents said they don't want fluoride in their water anymore because they believe it's unhealthy. The CPUC is expected to have a decision by March. Also, summer heat is lasting through the beginning of autumn in the North State. A high-pressure system is driving temperatures into the upper 90s and low triple digits. The National Weather Service told the Reading Record Searchlight the summer heat is coming late after cooler temperatures in June. Reading saw highs of 100 degrees Tuesday and could hit triple digits again later this week. The temperature could get close to the record for the hottest first day of fall in the city. The previous record was 105 degrees on September 22, 2009. Additionally, the Reading Regional Airport will be closed to commercial flights until October 20th. The airport's runway is undergoing repairs as part of a city rehabilitation project. The 2-year initiative aims to ensure the airport can continue regular operations. Reading's regional crosswind runway will remain open for general aviation operations. And ads for and against Proposition 50 are taking over phone and television screens across California. The ballot measure would temporarily give the legislature redistricting power. And one Republican donor is responsible for most of the funding against it. Cap Radio's Gerardo Zavala reports.
If passed, Prop 50 could shift as many as 5 congressional districts to Democratic control, offsetting potential gains made by Republicans under redistricting in Texas. The No on 50 campaign is largely bankrolled by Charles Munger Jr. He's a wealthy Bay Area physicist who in 2008 helped finance and campaign to create California's Independent Redistricting Commission. Munger this year has contributed over $30 million to thwart the effort to suspend that commission. Governor Gavin Newsom and the Yes on 50 campaign have responded with counter ads targeting Munger's record and motives.
Munger gave lavishly to anti-abortion and anti-LGBT extremists. Now he's spending millions to help Trump rig the election.
Sacramento State political science professor Wesley Hussey says there aren't limits to how much people can spend on ballot measures.
Individuals can spend pretty much as much as they want supporting or opposing a ballot measure. And part of that is it's not considered supporting a candidate, it's supporting an idea.
Munger said on social media in July, any attempt to undermine the nonpartisan California Redistricting Commission will be strongly opposed in the courts and at the ballot box. Gerardo Zavala, Cap Radio News.
And finally, California continues its efforts to increase housing. Officials Tuesday announced more than $400 million will be awarded for projects to create more housing. Nearly all of the money will go to housing for low-income families. The funding is expected to help develop more than 2,000 new homes. Some projects will focus on farm worker and veterans housing. A lack of affordable housing is a nationwide problem, and in California, it's one of the chief reasons people relocate outside the state. And those were your headlines for Wednesday, September 24th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.